This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A week after the flood that swept the center of the Libyan city of Darna into the sea, families are still coping with the unbearable losses of their dead, Reuters correspondent Edward Barn reports.
The center of Darna is a wasteland of muddy mounds where buildings once stood. Other buildings somehow still stand precariously above bottom floors that were mostly washed away. Dams above the city burst in a storm a week ago, sending a huge torrent down a seasonal riverbed that runs through the center of the city of 120,000 people. Thousands are dead and thousands more missing, but authorities say they haven't given up hope of finding survivors. Attentions are also turning to sanitation and safety. Workers were sanitizing the streets on Monday as part of a campaign organized by the Libyan government to avoid the spread of diseases.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Some 190 migrants arrived in the southern Italian island of Lampedusa on Monday as right-wing Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's government passed measures to lengthen the time they can be detained and ensure more people who have no legal right to stay are repatriated. The move came after almost 10,000 migrants reached the southern island of Lampedusa last week, dealing a blow to the credibility of Meloni, who won office last year vowing to curb illegal immigration. A United Nations human rights expert on Monday called on the Dominican Republic and Haiti to resume talks to reach a quick, peaceful end to a total border shutdown Dominican authorities launched on Friday over construction of a canal. UN expert for Haiti, William O'Neill, said the closure would hurt jobs and businesses that depend on cross-border trade and have dire results on access to goods in Haiti. This is VOA News. Iran and the U.S. swapped 5 detainees each on Monday after Qatar mediated a deal that also saw $6 billion of Tehran's funds unfrozen. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Under the deal, 5 Americans with dual nationality left Tehran for Doha before heading to the U.S. In return, 5 Iranians held in the U.S. have been released. The agreement was born out of months of diplomatic contacts, secret talks, and legal maneuvering. Qatar has been at the heart of negotiations throughout, sources and officials say. Since March 2022, Doha has hosted several rounds of indirect clandestine meetings between Tehran and Washington. Early talks focused heavily on Iran's nuclear dispute with the US, but over time shifted to detainees, as negotiators realized nuclear discussions would lead nowhere due to their complexity.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. A top Ukrainian general hailed the recent recapture of 2 eastern villages as an important breakthrough on Monday, saying it had enabled Kyiv's troops to breach Russian lines near the shattered city of Bakhmut. But the commander of Ukraine's ground forces said fighting remained heavy around the 2 villages as Russia tried to recover portions it had lost. With world leaders attending the United Nations General Assembly this week, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is stepping up his efforts to save the Ukrainian grain deal and bring Russia back into the agreement. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The United Nations General Assembly is the venue for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's latest bid to save the Ukrainian grain export deal after Russia's withdrawal from it. Erdogan, who has close ties with Russia's Vladimir Putin, brokered the grain deal last year with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Erdogan met with Putin earlier this month and said he would present proposals at the UN to revive the deal. The Turkish leader has voiced sympathy for Moscow's call for the easing of sanctions to allow the Russian export of grain. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
The United States and Norway will pledge a total of $70 million to launch a fund to help farmers and agricultural businesses in Africa, a U.S. Agency for International Development spokesman said. Hunger has worsened in several regions of Africa, driven by armed conflict and extreme weather that scientists have linked to fossil fuel-driven climate change. The funds aim to reach a total of $200 million through additional contributions from donors and has the potential to benefit nearly 7.5 million people, the spokesperson said. I'm Joe Ramsey.